I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Violent clashes erupted last week in northeast India. Majority Meitei Hindus want scheduled tribe status and benefits, but tribal Christians say the Meitei already have enough power. The Christians protested and the Meitei attacked. We can't share names for security purposes, but a gospel worker with a ministry partner in India tells us,
I've received reports of 44 churches being attacked, burned, or otherwise destroyed just in the last 48 hours. And numerous pastors' residences and church members' homes being destroyed. A lot of the Christians are fleeing into the military camps if they are nearby, and in some villages, just going straight into the jungles.
Pray for Indian believers' gospel witness to the persecutors. And believers see the power of God's word in Kenya. Joy Mueller says Kenya Hope works alongside local church partners to meet physical and spiritual needs.
We've been working with another group up by the Ethiopian border, and this is a pretty heavy Muslim presence. Last year, Muslim missionaries came from Saudi Arabia to go around these communities and encourage them to follow the Quran, etc.
Much to the surprise of these individuals,
every mud hut they came up to, they were hearing the audio Bibles proclaiming the word of God. And they finally got discouraged and left and said, this village is a lost cause. They've already converted to Christianity.
Kenya Hope can only provide these audio Bibles with help from believers like you. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power by Peter Dynica, SGA's founder. It's a resource aimed at making your prayer life more vibrant. Get your free copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.